This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Survivors of Islamic State Group's 2015 attack on Paris and those who mourn the 130 people killed that night are bracing for a long-awaited trial that starts this week in Paris. A cell of nine Islamic State militants armed with automatic rifles and explosive vests left a trail of dead and injured at the National Stadium, Paris bars and restaurants, and a concert hall on November the 13th, 2015. Nearly all the attackers were from France or Belgium, as were the cell's 10th member, who is the only one still alive. He is the chief defendant among 20 people charged in a trial that is expected to last 9 months. A special secure court in Paris was constructed just to hold the trial. The Taliban is promising the people of Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, that there will be no discriminatory act against them. This came after the Taliban claimed victory over the region, which was the last province to be seized by the group in an aggressive blitz to take over Afghanistan. The people of Panjshir are ethnically distinct from the Taliban and fought against the Taliban during their rule from 1996 to 2001. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that the Taliban had been reminded in recent hours that the international community is holding the group to its commitment to let anyone with valid travel papers leave Afghanistan if they choose.
We're conducting a great deal of diplomacy on this as we speak. We've also been engaging with the Taliban on this topic, including in recent hours. They said that they will let people with travel documents freely depart. We will hold them to that.
Speaking during a visit to Qatar, Mr. Blinken said that the number of U.S. citizens, including dual nationals, believed to be in Afghanistan is about 100. This is VOA News. New York City busily cleaning up in the aftermath of Ida. U.S. President Joe Biden traveling today to New York and New Jersey to survey damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida, which brought flooding rains and tornadoes to the region. With more, Mike Gracia from Associated Press.
Gracia reporting President Biden will get a first-hand look today at storm damage in New Jersey and New York. President Joe Biden travels to New Jersey and New York today to view damage caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ida last week. At least 50 people were killed in six eastern states, including 27 in New Jersey, as record rainfall hit last Wednesday. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
God rest the souls of those we lost. Keep their families in your prayers.
After touring a neighborhood in hard-hit Manville, New Jersey, Biden will visit a neighborhood in Queens, New York. On Monday, the president approved major disaster declarations for six counties in New Jersey and five in New York affected by last week's devastating flooding. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The main underground group coordinating resistance to Myanmar's military government called for a nationwide uprising today. The National Security Government views itself as a shadow government composed of elected legislators who were barred from taking their seats when the military seized power in February. The group's acting president called for revolt in every village, town, and city in the entire country at the same time and declared what he called a state of emergency. A video of his speech was posted on Facebook. The country has been racked by unrest since the military ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi with a low-level insurrection in many urban areas. Well, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 just days away now, and the Muslim Americans who grew up under the shadow of 9/11 have faced hostility and surveillance, mistrust and suspicion. But they've also found ways to fight back against bias. Ishak Pathan, a 26-year-old San Francisco Bay Area director of the nonprofit Islamic Networks Group, was also motivated by his early experiences to help reverse bias against Muslim people. While a college student, Pathan was taken aside in an airport for additional questioning upon returning to the United States after a semester in Morocco.
It would have made such a difference if I was a confident young boy in terms of, you know, how I would have strategized my entire life, I think. But from always coming from a place of, you know, people maybe not like people ask my identity, I think that I never hid my identity, but I'm still was aware of that context. And I think that that hinders, you know, certain levels of growth that could be there.
Thanks so much.
Now he teaches workshops to help a younger generation grow confident in their Muslim identity. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.